Yesterday I came down to the church for the men's breakfast, and I shared a simple truth from the book of Colossians. And tonight I began taking inventory of what all we had to get done, and I knew it would be a rather lengthy service because of the many testimonies. And I began to redevelop the short Bible study we had yesterday morning, and I want to just share some simple thoughts with you. And for the fellows that were at the breakfast, if some of this is redundant, just smile and act like it's the first time. And maybe God will use it again in your life. Colossians chapter 4, verse number 18. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul. Remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Amen. Heavenly Father, I pray that in the next few moments that Jesus Christ would be exalted. And this I pray in His wonderful name. Amen. I want to just bring a simple message to you titled, Service Through Suffering. Service Through Suffering. Paul is writing the book of, or the letter to the church in Colossae from a prison cell. Paul is writing this epistle with shackles on his hands and his feet. He is chained to a guard. And he had every reason under the sun to sit down and just do nothing. And as I thought about that, I thought about the church today and how that so often we look for a reason to absent ourselves from the work of the Lord. And we can think of some really good ones, merrily. I have a headache. I don't feel well. Or you can fill in whatever the blank is. But I want you to understand that there are times where we put out reasons, or a better word is excuses, for why we cannot involve ourselves in the work of the Lord. And really it's because we have made a conscientious decision to allow ourselves to be the victim of our circumstance. To allow ourselves to succumb to whatever the situation. Now, I don't want to place anyone under a load of guilt, because guilt is not something that the Lord imposes in people's lives. He brings about conviction to free us from guilt. He never wants us to live under a burden of it. He freed us from the guilt of the law. But one of the things that I've discovered is that there are many folks who, whenever some little roadblock comes up, rather than trying to find a way through or around or over, they just sit down. Paul is writing from a prison cell, and I think you and I would have given Paul a pass and said, you know, you're having a hard time, you're shackled there, and you're chained to a guard, and it's probably dimly lit, and the writing instruments are probably more crude than you're used to, and so we understand you don't have to write us a letter. You don't have to send us a note. We understand. And we would give Paul a pass, would we not? How many of you here, given Paul's circumstances, would say, you know what, if we didn't get a personal note from Paul while in prison, we would certainly understand that. But do you know, Paul wasn't looking for an excuse to avoid a responsibility that the Lord had placed upon his life. Sometimes people say, well, you know, I have a doctor's appointment, so I can't come to Wednesday church. And what they mean is that they have a 4 o'clock doctor's appointment, and it might pinch them just a little bit to get to church in time. And so it's easier just to say, I'm not going to go. There are people that say, you know, I've got responsibilities and obligations, and I'm tired. I'm not going to do this, or I'm not going to attend that. And they look for a reason not to be involved in the work of the Lord. But here we find the apostle giving us an illustration of service to God and man through a time of suffering in his life. And I want us to consider just quickly three things. And I mean quickly. Number one, would you consider the Lord? Would you consider the Lord who was inconvenienced, who was shamefully entreated, and who was nailed to a cross? But because of love, He carried on until He finally said, "It is finished." He said to His Father, "I have finished the work which Thou sentest me to do." He finished it. He could have said, "You know, Father, they don't like me down here. Or they're being mean to me down here. They want to kill me down here." And we've sung the song, He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set Him free, but He died alone for you and me. I have news for you. He could have called 10 million legions of angels. But He didn't even need to call the angels because He's God. All power was in His little pinky. He could have destroyed the world without the use of an angel. And He didn't look for a reason to come down off of the cross, but through suffering provided the greatest service to mankind that ever was given because of love. And I want us to consider the Lord when we look for an excuse to be uninvolved and noncommittal. Would you consider the Lord? Consider Him, Hebrews says, that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Sometimes that's where the battle rages, in our minds. And then I want us to secondly consider the Lord's will. Consider the Lord's will. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse number 19, "Let them that suffer according to the will of God commit their souls unto Him as unto a faithful Creator." And I want you to understand that it makes it very clear that there are moments in time in our lives, there are seasons of time in our lives, where it is God's will that we suffer. It's no surprise. 2 Timothy says in chapter 2, "Yea, all that we live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." The Bible says in 1 Peter, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which are to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." You see, it's no strange thing. And it's nothing that we revel or relish in as much, but we understand that there are seasons of suffering appointed to each one of us by God. And God allows those seasons to come for a specific purpose. And when they do come, let me say this to you. The Lord doesn't want you to just punch out until it's over. Instead of punching out, press on. Press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm not some sort of Attila the Hun, nor is our God. I'm not here to sack and sap your energy, nor is God. But Paul wrote through suffering to the church in Corinth and said, "Though our outward man perish, yet is the inward man renewed day by day." And somehow when we do not think we have the means to carry on, the Lord will renew us in the inner man to give us what apart from Him we would never have, to keep pressing on in the face of difficulty. And so instead of looking for an occasion to punch out, decide to carry on, to press on. Why? Because sometimes it's God's will that we be in a difficult time so that we can learn and grow and so that we can begin to imbibe of His strength and disavow ourselves of our own strength. And so when you're in a time of suffering and in a circumstance of difficulty, will you serve Him then? If you consider the Lord, He didn't punch out. He pressed on. When you consider the Lord's will for your life, let them that suffer according to the will of God. Would you give yourself to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't think I have what it takes. I don't believe that it can be done. But Lord, I believe You're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I might ask or think. And so, Lord, I'm going to commit the keeping of my soul unto a faithful Creator. I'm going to consider that this may be Your will for my life. And if this is Your will, there's something that You have intended for me to do. And lastly, will you consider the Lord's work? The Lord's work. Essentially, the Lord's work is rescuing the perishing and caring for the dying. Snatching them in pity from sin and the grave. Last Sunday evening, as we commemorated Veterans Day, Brother Eugene Strike was here, and he is a World War II veteran, and he served valiantly in combat in Germany for 3.5 years. And when the service was over, I was in the fellowship hall, and as he was coming in to get a piece of cake, he took out of his Bible his honorable discharge papers and the commendations from the president and other things for his service to his country. And as I looked at those discharge papers, he received, I believe it was 4 bronze stars. No, it was 3 bronze stars and a Purple Heart. And one of those stars had a V for valor, which means that under enemy fire and threat, he performed valiantly with valor. And I want to just say that here's a man who was wounded in combat, and despite his own wounds, was used to save the lives of many other men in his unit. And despite the threat to himself and the potential of greater injury, he saved the lives of many people. And he was commended by our government for that service. Can I tell you that I know there are people here tonight that are wounded. You've caught one from the enemy, one of those fiery darts. And all you can think about is the searing pain. But you'll probably recover from the wound. And yet there are people all around you that are dying and in peril of dying. And we can say, but it really hurts. And you'll recover. And what of them? Would you consider the Lord's work? I'm not trying to be insensitive. I know where you are because, candidly, there are many days where my own wounds hurt. And I do not in my own flesh feel like putting myself in the peril of helping someone else. But I have to consider the work and the fact that this is a spiritual warfare. And the consequences are eternal, not temporary. And there is much too much at stake for me to sit down when I feel hurt and say, I'm punching out now. Now, I was talking to Pastor Lyle after the Bible study yesterday. We both agreed, we're pretty good at licking our wounds. We're pretty good at feeling sorry for ourselves. We're pretty good at playing the part of the victim. But the Bible says we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. And what I want to say to you is that Paul wrote this letter and said, the salutation by the hand of me, Paul. How many of you have ever been writing a letter while in a bumpy car or truck or bus? Let me see your hand. You've been writing a letter or a card in a bumpy on a bumpy road and you're trying to write and it's going all over the page. And how many of you have ever come to the end of the letter and just put a little note? P.S. Sorry, this is so sloppy. The road was bumpy. You know what Paul did at the end of his epistle to the Colossians? I'm writing this myself. P.S. Sorry, it was so sloppy. I had shackles on my hands. I want to ask you, what is it that's keeping you from pressing on? P.S. I just want you to consider the Lord. Paul said, it's a little sloppy. I wrote it myself. Just remember that I'm shackled. Remember that I'm in bonds. And so when we're tempted to punch out, would we remember the apostle and determine we're going to press on? We're going to keep on, keeping on, because we love him. And it's the least we can do for the one who has given his all for us. May we pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for the great example that you give of a servant king. And Lord, I pray that for those of us who are in the midst of suffering and difficulty, that we would determine that we will serve you come what may. Lord, I pray that you would use the testimonies that we've heard tonight to encourage us and to inspire and to remind us to pray. Lord, how much we need you. Our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed just for a moment. Perhaps there's one here in the service tonight that would be honest before the Lord and say, Pastor, before the Lord, I'm just not certain that if I died right now that I would go to heaven. I'm concerned about it. I'd like to be certain. And you would say,